This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And swimmer Mike Phelps is up to 6 gold medals with 6 new world records in Beijing. His latest win came in the 200-meter individual medley. Next up is the 100-meter butterfly final. Now, of course, there's been a tremendous amount of excitement and coverage of what's been happening there in China. But there's also a big story about what's happening here, which is lots of young people, children, young adults, have been inspired by watching the U.S. swim team and the 2008 Olympics. And perhaps that's going to be the next generation. You could call it the Phelps effect. And joining us, we have 2 Olympic swimming fans, Tamika Lewis and Kayra Lenore. They're from Mount Vernon, and they swim at the YMCA pool, right?
Yeah.
Ladies?
Yeah.
What do you like about swimming?
Well, I think it's very interesting.
Tamika, interesting because why?
Because you'll be soon as you keep practicing, you'll be one day, you'll be an excellent swimmer, and you'll be able to go on an Olympics team.
You want to be on an Olympics team? What about you, Kayra?
I just love swimming because it's a good sport, and I'm just trying to do my backstroke.
But you're watching them at the Olympics. What do you think about those Olympic swimmers?
I think that I will always try to do it, and I'll always try to go in the Olympics.
You want to go to the Olympics now?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love to swim. I like it.
What do you guys think about the swimmers that you've been seeing at the Olympics, Tamika?
Well, they have speed limits, and some win first place, third place, and second place, because I like how fast they swim and how they do it, how they do the moves and how they do the butterfly and everything. So I would like to beat them one day.
You'd like to beat them one day. Well, there you go. That's what I call ambition. We have swim coach Offit Porter, who's here, who teaches these young ladies swimming. So they're all revved up. Have your students been watching like every single frame of what's happening in Beijing?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I actually have been running a summer training clinic for my swim team, the Water Dragons, and a lot of the children have been like really excited about not wanting to train because we work out late and we're usually in the pool till like 9-10 o'clock at night sometimes. And a couple of nights ago when they had the 4x100, they were like, we got to get there to see, you know, Phelps and the crew. And it happens to be that one of the swimmers that was in there, that's an African-American, they met him down in North Carolina at this National Black Heritage Swim Meet. And they said, wow, they're going to do this, and it's going to happen. They got the gold medal. It was a really big deal, you know.
And ladies, so did you see that when, which has been your favorite race to watch, Tamika?
Swimming.
But what kind of the swimming? Is it exciting when the U.S. wins, or does it matter who wins?
It's Kayra. Really exciting when the U.S. win.
And Kayra?
I just like...
You just like everything about it, ladies, right?
Yeah.
I want to thank you both for being with us today. That's Tamika Lewis. She's 9 years old. And Kayra Lenore, age 8. Both aspire to be members of an Olympic swim team one day. And we also have swim coach Offit Porter, who coaches the Water Dragons at the YMCA in Mount Vernon. Thank all of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.